Thank you for joining us.
No, thank you, Andrew. Good to be here.
As I said to Duff, there seems to be a good feel around the whole city about this day.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, truly, probably the last week or two it's really come on. Yeah, like you both said, yeah, there's advertising everywhere, TV, radio, even the light rail in town. It's been very well publicised, and yeah, hopefully the crowd turns up for them.
How exciting is it just to have a horse in it, being the one of the local trainers?
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, as soon as the race was announced, I think it was about 4 or 5 months ago, the owners of Bonhomie obviously said, you know, they're all local people. Any chance, you know, we could get him ready for it? So we started to work out a plan, and yeah, it's almost been faultless except for one little hiccup. But you know, we've got him here today, and he's ready to go.
What an amazing horse! I think, was it $4,000 they paid for him, and he's earned nearly $500,000 now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, $4,000 they paid. They had a yearling at the time, and they just wanted another horse. They were a bit impatient, so they just said, "Well, we found this horse. You have a quick look at it and see what you reckon." And
where'd they get it from?
Danielle Hamlin, Royal Thoroughbreds.
Okay.
Yeah, off her website. So
4,000.
Yeah, so I said just 4,000.
Off the net.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
4,000. Yeah. If he's no good, doesn't matter. No,
and what'd exactly. what'd you do when you went and had a look at him? What did you think? Oh yeah, well that's what are we gonna pay here?
Oh yeah, well, just had a look on the net, you know, he's up at Coffs Harbour way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
he doesn't seem to have any faults. He looks a nice horse.
Yes, you know, he's obviously took a bit of time to develop and get to where he is. But when he first arrived, yeah, he's a little bit on the small side, but he's just gradually got stronger and stronger every preparation.
Mm-hmm. He got a little bit sick going into the Sydney Stakes. What happened there?
Yeah, he just had a virus. He had a 2-week break after the show county, and then when he resumed, come back to the stables, he just wasn't right. And overall, he only had 4 days off. But, yeah, it just was a setback, so he wasn't quite ready for the Sydney Stakes.
Our TV audience is watching the trial that Graf wins it. El Dorado dreaming to the outside, and you're leaning back on the inside there, and Graf comes off your heels. Were you satisfied with this hit out?
Oh, yeah, only just, you know, he was a little bit fresh for that day. He hadn't really had a serious gallop leading into it, and he obviously jumped out a bit awkward, and then he got up to the front and got tired late, but he had a good hit out, had a very good blow afterwards,
right.
But since then, he hasn't left a drop of food, and I've really bored the work into him.
Okay. He's more of a racehorse than a trial horse.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard you say that before, Ronnie. Yeah, he usually trials okay, but, you know, he performs much better on race day.
Mm. Today, he's got an acceptable draw there.
Yeah, it's a perfect draw, I think, with the final scratchings aren't done yet, but he'll end up jumping from four, I believe, so... Yeah, perfect. You know, and Jason Collett, I've heard from Cheers this morning, he's all good to ride. So,
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that point, he had a foot injury. Was it foot yesterday
morning?
Yeah, I'm not
100% sure what happened. Yeah, but he did hurt his foot. And Cheers said yesterday that nothing broken. You'll just see how he is this morning. And I've already heard from Cheers to confirm that he's right to ride.
Okay. Jason Collett's manager in Brian Haskins. Up early, which is good to hear from you, Brian, knowing that you're up.
Everyone, the talking point with him is 1300 first up.
Yeah, you know, that's obviously the question mark with him, but we've just changed his work around. You know, like I said, he only had 2 weeks off then with the virus, he only missed 4 days, so he's been in work quite a long time, and, you know, like I said, changed his work. He's been nice and relaxed, a bit more settled than usual, and the barrier draw really helps, should help him get the distance.
And obviously, just the build-up, we've spoken about it, but just to have a runner in the inaugural racing, I mean, how satisfying is it for you? There was probably a period there where you missed 4 days of work that you're thinking, gee, am I going to be able to do this?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I thought, you know, sort of, we didn't want to do any setback heading towards this race, but... Yeah.
You've had time to recover and get
it that's right. We had a bit of time up our sleeve to get him right, and I believe I have, yeah.
You haven't got a big stable. You've probably got a dozen or so horses. You're happy enough with your strike rate? You get your winners here and there?
Yeah, no, everything's going well. I've got a few good little clients and syndications, JK Racing and Dynamic Syndications have come on board now. They've got 4 or 5 there, so... Yeah, they're just horses that aren't quite up to the mark in Sydney, but you know, a horse like one that we've got in today, DeCrew, since he's been with us, he's won at Kembla, then he won in Sydney, so no, he's resuming today. So
what do you think of him today? He's he used to ride the speed when I think he was with Gay, wasn't he? And then Adrian, and now you ride him a little bit quieter, and he seems to be reacting.
Yeah, he's to get him to run the distances that we want, we just had to change the way he gets ridden, and he's really relishing that. Yeah, we're just riding him quiet now, and he's attacking the line strong. And he seems to go even better for Nash. You know, Nash is a very strong rider, and he gets the best out of him.
And your horse in the last, he's got a run now, has he?
Yeah, he has.
Yes, he has.
Time Road, he was solid enough in an easier race first up.
Yeah, yeah, obviously an easier task like first up. He's a bit immature and he's a bit of a thinker. He got to the front, I think, here last start and sort of half pulled up. So from the barrier, we'll just ride him a little bit quiet and, yeah, we'll see where he's up to. Him. But he's a rough chance. Yeah. Not quite sure yet.
Okay, we'll wait and see. That's Time Rate, who now gets a start in the last race, nine, number 18. It's a significant day for all around Newcastle. Mate, we wish you the best. You still ride work most mornings?
Oh, yeah, every day. Yeah, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you love it.
The old man's in there giving you a hand?
Yeah, mum and dad. Yeah, they're both there every day. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful.
It's a family affair. Well, mate, we hope that some part of Newcastle here. You got, obviously Chris Lees has got four or five in the big race, but you're there and we wish you the best. We hope that there's huge celebrations.
Yeah, no, thank you. No. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Jase. Thanks for dropping in. Mate. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.